What's up, y'all? It's Trey Love, the one and only Playboy Comedy. Y'all better tune in and tell a friend that the Playboy Comedy is in. It's about to go all the way down, folks. I want to say happy, happy, happy February. What's the day? 6, 7? 7. I want to say happy February 7th to everybody. I'll be knowing where I'm at. Y'all got to stand. I'll be too busy, baby. You know what I'm saying? It's going down. Welcome to Twitter Me Tuesdays, y'all. It's Trey Love, the one and only Playboy Comedy, baby. Live from the Sugar Shack in Hollywood. Hoodwood, California, baby. It's going down, man. I know some of y'all was tuned in, man, last night and was listening to Forever the Realist, you know what I'm saying, getting down on her show, you know, in the spaceship, man. We did our thing, man. You know, Trey Love was able to be live, you know, did the interview, kind of gave some updates, man, and also blasted my fresh new single produced by Big Wig Entertainment, Hoodie Boy Productions, man. I'm telling you, working on a miracle over here, you know, but I'm going to start this show the way I start all my shows. The way I start my day is the way I do what I do, and I started in prayer, y'all, because, see, you got to put God first, you know, because when you put him in his respective place, everything will flow the way it's supposed to go, y'all. Heard me in that church. So let's start it off like this. God, grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change, the power to change the things I can, and the wisdom to know the difference. And remember this, seek ye first the kingdom of God, and all things will be added unto you. With that being said, man, I got to give a shout-out, man, to the state, the city that's showing me love, man. I'm out here making some miracles happen, man. You know what I'm saying? This is where I'm getting down, doing my thing, baby. West side is the best side. This one time for California, y'all. Then we're going to get it on. Church. California.
no good. Even Hollywood trying to get a piece, baby. Sacramento, Sacramento, where you at?
Physical, only logical.
A heart when a heart can be broken. Yo, it's Black History Month, y'all. It's going down. Y'all better tune in. Tell a friend the Playboy Comedy is in, man. There's so much going on, man. So many beautiful things, but there are tragic things as well. And I want to take a moment and give a heartfelt shout and rest in peace to Don Cornelius, y'all. A sincere and true legend, a man that, I mean, man, you know, let's talk about made Black history, man. I mean, straight up, some people are Black history, and I mean, before his demise, man, you know, he was still with us, you know, I mean, this man was a living and sincere legend, but I mean, again, you know, I don't know, you know, it's one of those things, you don't know what was going on in his personal life, or what he was really dealing with, you know, to make him, you know, go to such a route, you know, to take his own life. I mean, that was just it's an awful, tragic story. You know, there have been, you know, people say so many things. Oh, he called his son, you know, different things with his wife and, you know, just different things people are saying. But I did see today that the coroner did confirm that his death was indeed a suicide, a very sad, sad and tragic end. A Chicago native at that, you know, my hometown brother, you know, a brother out of Chi-Town, you know, to end like that. And right out here in Hollywood, you know, where they filmed Soul Train, a lot of the dancers got together and a lot of people don't know that. But, I mean, you can imagine as sexy as Soul Train was and some of the sex appeal that was being pushed on that show, some of the people that were actually dancers on Soul Train ended up getting married and living lives and having children. So, again, just, you know, it's just awful, you know, for such to me, you know, just from my observation, and that's what I'm going to call it, observation, because, again, being in a somewhat of a celebrity like myself, I do realize that, you know, there are things that go on in the public eye, but then there's a private, you know, sector too, and you know, you do your best to keep your life private when living, you know, I would say you know, that type of life, you know, that, you know, celebrities live. You know, you try to entertain, and that's what your job is, to entertain people, you know, make people happy, make people smile, make people jump, make people dance, you know, depending on what type of acting you're doing, you know, bring people fear and, you know, just to drive emotions, to kind of show people, you know, actors, comedians, entertainers, musicians, you know, that is the culture of any race, any and every country. The culture comes from the entertainers. So, you know, as entertainers, you know, we are the, you know, the forefront to what, you know, leads society. So for someone as powerful as Mr. Don Cornelius, you know, and the careers he started, man, I mean, the careers that came through there, you know, we talking Michael Jackson, Teddy Pendergrass, Gladys Knight, Rick James, I mean, KC and the Sunshine Band, Smokey Robinson, the list goes, the Temptations, I mean, James Brown. Come on, we talking Soul Train, y'all. And I know we grew up, I mean, anybody, I'm talking, I don't care. And that's another thing about what Soul Train is. It don't matter, black, white, here, there, and different. If you an American, you know about Soul Train, baby. I mean, I've even seen, y'all, I'm going to tell you, I performed at Bat Mitzvahs and Bar Mitzvahs. For those of you who know what that is, that's like where Jewish kids get into, where they're coming into their own, they're growing up. And I performed at those, and I'm going to tell you, don't matter what party you are at, people are going to do the Soul Train line. So it's one of those things that is incorporated into this wonderful country of ours. So to his family, you know, the ones that, you know, are sincerely, truly hurting more than any of us possibly could, his sons, his daughters, his loved ones, his brothers, his sisters, his cousins, you know, to the family that actually spent time with him and had Thanksgiving dinners with him and had, you know, meals with him and took care of him and things when he was sick and also loved him. And for those of us that still just enjoy this tall, handsome-clad man with the silky voice, you know, doing what he did and just bringing so much to us for so many years, I just want to say, you know, from Handsome Life Radio, sincerely from Trey Love and Playboy Comedy to Mr. Don Cornelius, I want to say thank you for your time and your life spent. And just, you know, it's, you know, people always say, you know, when you kill yourself, you go to hell automatically, because that's a, you know, that's a sin against oneself. And I can see and understand that to a degree, but at another degree, it had to be something really tumultuous. You know, y'all see, I've got my GED. I use that big word. It had to be something tumultuous, and not even joking, because this is not a joking matter. But it had to be something really, really. It had to be a lot of turmoil going on in this man's life for him to take his own life. But it's some comics, you know, some buddies of mine that are from Miami, Florida. We knew a gentleman by the name of Floyd Reeves. Floyd was a comedy promoter in South Florida back. It was, y'all, I'm going to tell you, I couldn't, if I was to even start to mention the names, myself, you know, Larry Dogs and Benji Browns, AJ Alexander, who's actually an affiliate of Handsome Life Radio, we all used to work with Floyd. Floyd actually booked all of us, and my fifth time ever on stage was at the 183rd Street, I forgot, it was Miami Nights, 183rd Street, and it was supposed to be a hard crowd. I was up there ripping it, you know, doing my thing. Floyd was promoting way back then, and this is, y'all, even in the 90s, and he murdered himself too. And I think we did a show on suicide a while back. Matter of fact, I know I did. I got to look up the archive shows on Handsome Life Radio, you know, formerly when I was Gilroy Radio. I did a show on that, you know, the subject of, you know, suicide. And again, it's something that I just feel is so tragic and so painful, and just, you know, you never know what a person's going through. And with someone that just did what Don Cornelius did, you know, and the love that he spread, and just the hope and the pioneer that he was throughout his life, giving people opportunities to advance and better themselves, man, it's just a hard pill to swallow, to know. And then to start February 1st, you know, to wake up the first day of quote-unquote Black History Month and find out that we have lost one of our sincere, true pioneers in the industry, you know, and again, a self-inflicted wound, it's terrible. And I just pray his soul, you know, the best. And it's a young lady named Elena on Facebook who said the same thing. You know, we're going to pray his soul into heaven. So, y'all, let's just have a moment of silence, and then from there we're going to go into a song dedicated to Mr. Don Cornelius. May you rest in peace. Let's have a moment of silence, family.
How do I say goodbye to what we had? The good time that made us laugh, I wish them back. I thought we'd get
HANDSOMELIFE, baby. And that's where you at, you know. And it's the Playboy Comedy, you know what I'm saying? The one only that's in, man. Hey, I know it's been a minute since I've done a show, and people, you know, I get the, Trey, you need to do a show, you need to come back to radio, you know. Well, I just want to share with everybody, you know, the blessings that I'm attaining have really taken some time away from me. You know, I really haven't been able to take the time out to spend on, you know, the radio, y'all, because, you know, and it's a good not being able to spend time because, you know, when I'm doing it, I'm just doing it out of love, doing it out of entertaining, you know, keeping my ear to the ground, keeping myself on the streets, making sure everybody know, you know what I'm saying, that I'm making things happen, you know, and just keeping you abreast of what I'm doing. But fortunately, not unfortunately, y'all, my career is really, really making some moves, man. I actually had a great meeting. I don't know if you know, some of you know Mr. Donald B. Welch, man, a major cat out in Los Angeles, California, doing plays and, you know, got films coming and things of that nature. I actually was blessed to have an audition for him. There it's a lot of TV stuff going on. It's pilot season in Los Angeles. So as an actor, this is my time to shine. This is the time of the year when I got to get down, y'all. I got to get my Kobe on, you know what I'm saying, because I'm going for the win, baby, going for the championship. So I'm, you know, making some waves. And the thing I've learned, like, honestly, you know, when I was a younger comic, you know, and I love talking to the youth, because one thing about the youth is they, you know, they learn. You know, it's a lot that they don't know, so they look to us, you know, the adults and, you know, the people that have kind of paved the way to kind of assist them and teach them and guide them. And, you know, that's what our job is, and that's what we're here for. So I say, too, you know, the youth, the thing I used to do when I was younger, it's like, you know, how you play marbles, and it's like, man, I beat everybody at marbles, you know, kind of thing. And, you know, you get that, you know, you get that, dang, somebody else passed away. Y'all, I'm looking on Facebook. Tony Jones, he lost his mother, ooh, today. Ooh, man, God bless you, brother. And rest in peace to your mom. My cousin, Diane Alexander, whose birthday is actually today. I'm going to get to that a little later, but, you know, she's actually wished him, his mother, a rest in peace. But, yeah, guys, like I was saying, you know, the blessings that I'm attaining, you know, sometimes, you know, when I was younger and even a younger comic, I used to, you know, like, yeah, man, you know, I ripped that show or I did this or I did that. And what I've learned is, you know, you try to share your good news with people, but a lot of people don't take your good news as good news. A lot of people, especially in our race, I'm going to be honest, they take your good news as bragging. Oh, he thinks he's all that. He thinks he's doing it. Well, you know, you do become what you think about. And, yes, I do think I'm all that because I'm a child of God. I'm a blessing. I'm God's creation. So, yeah, I am all that and more. So for the ones who don't like it, you know, that's just on you. But, again, to keep, you know, people from getting offended and getting mad and getting jealous, you know, I'm going to just keep my blessings to myself. But all I'm going to say, y'all, is just keep watching TV, yo. You know what I'm saying? Keep looking to your local comedy clubs. Keep looking to your local college. And to the family out there that want to get a piece of me, you want to book me, you want me in your town, I'm bookable, baby. And right now I'm affordable, so y'all better catch me now. So y'all hit that email, bookgilroy@gmail.com. That's BookGilroy@gmail.com. And y'all better tune in and tell a friend to play what comedy's in, you know what I'm saying? And catch me while I'm still inexpensive, y'all, I promise. Because like my girl tells me something. She says, you know, babe, your elevator is going up, you know, and what I realize, the way life goes, it's just like a bus. You know, I rode my mother. You know, you ride your mother. Your mother's the bus. You get off the bus, but a lot of people spend the rest of their lives trying to get back on that bus. You know what I'm saying? It's your time to shine. A lot of people, you know, when your elevator is going up, it's people that you've known, you've had love for. I've seen situations where people have been friends, and then, you know, one girl would say get married, and the other young lady would be so angry. You've been friends all your life, but then you're mad, you know, and literally won't speak to a person and have ill towards a person because they accomplished something that you wanted to accomplish. And then also, you know, people put bad spirits out about you and want to see negative things happen to you. You know, I've been through so much in my life, y'all. And the thing is, I've had enough negative things happen to me. So I know, and not saying that, you know, things won't happen because, you know, knowing what the world is about, knowing, you know, where God is in his respective place, we all have to live in this world, and there's going to be good, bad happen to everyone. No one is immune. No one is immune to the, you know, the ups and downs and the rigmaroles of life. So what we have to do again, y'all, is to stay in prayer, put God in his perspective place, and keep it pushing. Because at the end of the day, you know, you got to count your blessings, and you have to, you know what I'm saying, just push and work. So what's happening for me right now, I'm sincerely and truly being blessed, y'all. All of my dreams and aspirations are coming true right before my eyes. I mean, the auditions I'm getting, the people I'm running into, the circles I'm running in, the notoriety I'm getting from my hard work and dedication to my craft. I'm just really, really excited about my career, y'all. I'm excited about my acting career. I'm excited about my music career, my comedy career. And later in the show, y'all, I'm going to blaze that new single. It's going to be available February 14th, which is Valentine's Day. It's called A Boy Needs a Girl. It's the kind of cut, you know what I'm saying, fellas? You know, you play for your girl. And ladies, this is the kind of cut you want to hear. And we're going to be back, y'all. I got a major, major superstar. Go be on the line with me. This young lady, Brittany Minifield, right? She's just, I see you, Monica. Monica just told me, preach. You hear me over there, sister. I'm trying to let them know, Monica. You know, real is real. But, ladies and gentlemen, there's a wonderful woman by the name of Brittany Minifield who's going to be on the show. She is part of the Bass Entertainment. Y'all know, y'all see me in the pictures with my homegirls, Dania, my homegirls, Brandy, you know what I mean? These young ladies are super beautiful, super powerful women making things happen out here, you know what I'm saying, getting it the way they're supposed to get it. This young lady is part of that group, and later on in the show, I'm going to have my main man, Mr. Derek Simmons, calling in all the way from the NY. Yo, man, let me tell you, I just got the box set to The Sopranos. My boy is on The Sopranos. I cannot wait to talk smack to him about that episode. You know what I'm saying? We're going to get it down, man. But Brittany Minifield, y'all, let me give you some background. You're talking about a lady who's a photographer, event host, model, writer, publicist, and in her own words, human. You got to love that, man. She's doing her thing, and she's doing it big. So what we're going to do is we're going to get, you know what I'm saying, we're going to get it popping a little bit and have a little fun. You know what I'm saying? We're going to get the tongue. We're going to get it turned up in here. You know what I'm saying? We're going to live that glamorous life. When we come back, man, we're going to have this lady come through. You know what I'm saying? We're going to holler at Brittany Marie Minifield. Until then, live.
Are you ready?
Are you ready?
Yeah, hello to Doug, it's Fergie.
If you ain't got no money, take your broke your ass home.
If you ain't got no money, take your broke ass home.
Tune in, tell a friend that the Playboy Comedy is in, man. You tuned in to Twitter Me Tuesdays. It's 6:38 p.m. Y'all, I am really apologizing for this. I'm going to kick Brittany Minifield's butt. I'm trying to get in touch with her. I got my boy B-Rad, you know, from the Impresario Group on the line. He going to come through and holler at y'all and tell you how we did it at the Super Bowl. And I already got my main man, Derek Simmons, online right now. But I'm going to dig all in Brittany if she don't. Because I only do shows when I got guests. Y'all got to understand that's how busy I damn, I did this show for her, and this happened, I didn't even call in. Oop, did I say that? Yeah, I did, because she's supposed to call in. You understand what I'm saying? That's how we roll over here on blogtalkradio.com/handsomelife. So we're going to holler at the main man, B-Rad, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, these women, y'all be going crazy. Y'all be, oh, God, oh, God, yeah, you know what I'm saying? You know, Trey Love, B-Rad, you know, G, y'all the Empresario group. Yeah, we got it on lock, man. I'm going to let him come in, man, and tell y'all how we did it in the IE, man. Fellas, the IE brothers, we love y'all, man. We ain't mean to show out, you know, but, hey, you know, the women was there. You know, tell them about it,
man. Yes, sir.
Hey, man. What's up, big
dog? What's
up, man? Welcome to Handsome Life Radio, partner.
I can't call it. Oh, it's a fitting name for the radio show too. I might add. But bro,
for sure, man.
Super Bowl was a great night for the Empresario group. We had a ball within ourselves. Mm-hmm. Best believe we had all the women looking. That's how we get there.
Right, and you know it just kills me, man. You know. It's like I had to say it, you know, we was doing our thing. I'm like, now, you see how these fellas are looking, man? You know, because I'm used to going on the road by myself and everything, you know what I'm saying, and pulling them fellas, women, and they be mad. We went out to the IE and showed out, man, you know?
Oh, we damn so showed out. We showed out, man. And, I mean, if I got to toot my own horn, I think I walked part of here with the baddest one up in here.
I can't even say nothing because I hands down, bro, hands down. And I think, you know, we all brothers and we partners. But speaking of the pictures, man, you're going to have to tell Gio about his hands. That's your girl now. You know what I'm saying? That's your girl,
hey, man,
now.
You know, he didn't know that yet. You know what I'm saying? He didn't
know
that yet. So Gio's my dude. You know
right.
what I'm saying? And,
we all family.
Yeah,
we all family. It's all love.
Yeah, it's all love.
But, yeah, she was looking rather fly, you know what I'm saying, doing her thing. But, you know, tell them what's going down, man. 431 West 7th Street, West 7th Street/Olive Street, Los Angeles, California, man. March 31st, it's going to be the Laurent et Blanc 2012 Black and White Affair. Tell them how we going to do it, dog. First of all, let's tell them about the past parties, man. And then let's tell them how we going to wear this thing out this time.
Well, we had the Black Party, of course, our annual Black Party. That was off the chain.
Right.
As expected, mm-hmm. Then we went ahead and blessed everybody with the masquerade,
mm-hmm.
which was a lot of fun
mm-hmm.
also.
Oh, yeah.
Great people, you know what I'm saying? Never no knuckleheads, never no bull crap. You know what I mean? We got real good people, good to network with, you know,
mm-hmm.
good. Maybe meet your wife. You never know.
And it's real talk. Real talk.
And this white one, I think mm-hmm. I'm more excited about this one more than any other ones in the past simply because, you know, I finally feel like the Empresario has come together as a family group. And we got some sharks on our team, boy. We got some heavy hitters in the squad.
Hey, I like the way you said that, dog. Sharks. He called us
sharks.
Y'all better pay attention, man. I'm telling you, we're doing it big over here with the Empresario, man. But, you know, I'm going to tell you, I got one of my celebrities on the line, man. My boy, Derek Simmons, man, he called DNB, and I want to just bring him live, man, and let us, you know, holler at him for a minute. You know, we're going to have him on because I really want to get him an interview. But this is one of the cats we need to holler at when we go to New York. Gio should have been on the line right now. Let me check, make sure I got him on. Derek, what's up with you, man? What's going on? Hey, chilling, Derek. Hey, man, check this out. B, let me tell you about Mr. Derek Simmons, man. I'm sitting up watching The Sopranos one day, right? You know, me and my partner had got the box set. Man, I'm watching, and I say, wait a minute. I had to go back. I say, hold on. I say, that's Derek, man. He one of the pages. Derek, what's up, man? Welcome to Handsome Life Radio. Talk to the people, man.
What's going on? It feels good to be here. Always thanking you for the support. And
man, go ahead, brother. I'm sorry.
This is going to be a great year.
Mm. Well, I'm going to tell you, this is actually my second time being blessed to have you on the show. And what I really remember about having you the first time, man, is, and I put this on my Facebook, this dude defines go-getter. Peep this, y'all. The career of Derek Simmons began as many do, a dream to become an icon of the entertainment industry. This ambitious kid from Queens, New York, wanted to be an entertainer since the age of 10. He attended Harbor Junior High School of the Performing Arts in Harlem and Talented Unlimited, where he majored in drama. An agent saw him in a showcase and sent him out on his first audition. He booked it. National Burger King commercial. That was just the beginning. Besides acting, stunts, and music, She has added directing, writing, and producing to an already impressive resume. Derek made his feature directorial debut with an urban comedy romance film he wrote, produced, and played duo roles titled Jump Off. The movie about five players with different types of games jumping from relationship to relationship until sex, lies, and betrayal turns two friends against each other. Now that's hot. I didn't even know you were doing it like that, Derek.
He wants to jail for a few nights here.
Maybe do what it do.
So off he goes.
Go ahead, Derek.
I said I'm just making it do what it do.
Man, I see that, man. That's major. So now you're doing your own promotion thing, huh?
That's right.
I mean, your own directing thing.
Yep, directing, writing, producing. So I got two out, and I'm going to start shooting the third one the end of next month. It's called Nobody's Perfect, and it's a domestic violence film.
Oh, wow, you're shooting a domestic violence film. You're going to be shooting that out in New York?
Yeah, I'll be shooting New York and New Jersey.
Okay, New York and New Jersey. Man, that's amazing. So what made you jump into the directing game?
Well, I've worked in over 100 Hollywood movies, and I wanted to do a movie that's going to tell our story. So
wow.
I want to have control of it. And the only way to do it is to write your own and make your own movies.
Wow. You know, man, I'm so with that, man, writing and make your own movies. I think we got our other guests on the line real quick, so let me jump to a song and see who this is on the line. And from there, we're going to come right back with more Derek Simmons, y'all.
One time. All up in you like a bone winner. Johnny Blaze, the Iron Lung, Foxy Brown, the Il Nana. Destination. Flat.
Yo, Nana so ill. First week out, ship the half a mil. Niggas freaked out. She's all about back, part on, checking facts in the track record. I'm all about black, shaking my ass half naked. Loving this life, waiting for Kim out when it drop, knowing it's tight. Dennis in the stage, closing the show, holding the gap. Since you opened up, I know you're hoping to swag. Niggas screaming my name on record, straight talent. Maybe I'll answer back when you reach 100,000. This is ladies' night in the Mercedes tag. When I'm coming home, maybe tonight. Leave my pool by the microwave, kiss the baby goodnight. It's my time to shine, it's playtime tonight. Homer trying to stay my ground. Know when I fall, I left your ass home alone. Hoping I call in.
Sugar coming down.
Yeah, I know y'all was feeling that. That was just a little bit of that Foxy Il Nana. You know what I'm saying? For me to check the lines, y'all. And to my happiness and yours, you know what I'm saying? My boy B-Rad had to bust his move, y'all. You know what I'm saying? So he'll be back on the line hollering and chopping it up with us. But, you know, I have two of my very, very special guests on the line, and it's just amazing, man. This is a big show. I got two big, major guests in the building, man. My girl, Brittany Manifield, is on the line. So what we going to do, y'all, we going to play this song dedicated to her, and then we're going to come back. We're going to chop it up with Brittany, and we're going to chop it up with Derry because, see, let me explain something to y'all. It's something about Kendrick's spirit. I got two of the coldest hustlers. A male and a female on the line that I know. So this song goes out to Brittany, and we're going to come back, man, and we're going to do this live, y'all. And this also goes out to all them girls over there at the Best Entertainment, holding the Impresario group down. Y'all better get ready, huh? This for you, B.
It's about that time, y'all. Rough Riders. You know, Teflon is.
Yo, they want to know. I want in the game, I'm the thrill in your life. Breath of fresh air, little boys hang me on they wall, I grow them chest hair. Why you listen to other shit, you got the best head. Come on, try your luck, shorty, I got the rest scared. Bet you anything, you ain't ready and you get left there. Ain't known for front and vouch for my behavior. Same way they get down, I get down for this paper. 16, me from my pen, so you can test. I still need to know who I am and top the record. Take it like a class on me and learn the lesson. Bottom line, my world, my way, and the question.
Down, tune in, tell a friend, the Playboy Comedy is in, and I want to welcome to the forefront, yo, one of the sexiest females, you know what I'm saying, entertainer, entrepreneur, she's a humanitarian, she's a publicist, she's a writer, she's an actress, entrepreneur, I'm telling you, man, she sell hair, she sell weed, she sell oranges, you know what I mean, ain't no telling what she got, but I bet you she got it in her pocketbook, you know what I mean, that's the kind of, that's the kind of woman, you know what I'm saying, you need on your team, baby, I need $8,000, she reaching her pocketbook and it's right there. What's up, B?
Oh, my goodness. When you say it like that, I'm like, who is this chick? Can I get to know her? I'm just saying.
Right. It is all about you, my dear.
How are
you?
So,
who all in the background? I hear everybody and their grandma back there.
You know what? I actually had to pop into one of my favorite spots in San Diego, Douglas DeBow, with my friend Michael Grant. He talking about some of his salon stuff and right now doing some PR and marketing for him. So it's very cool right now with one of my clients.
She be on the busy tip, yo, one of her clients. So, young lady, I mean, the gentleman I have on the line with you right now, I'm going to bring him in a second, Mr. Derek Simmons. You both are very, you know, to me, you guys have a very similar background. I mean, I'm looking at what you do. You know, young lady, and I've seen your work. You're a photographer, event host, model, writer, publicist. Let me go in here and get some info. Let me, because I gotta get it all to him, you know, because, I do my research. You know, I do my research. One side. Why you laughing? I do. I know him.
Cool.
I got my DVD. Y'all gotta work with me.
All the reasons why I adore you. All the reasons why I adore you.
Thank you so much. I got to go to your other page to get that. So I didn't mean I got to go to my other page. So while we waiting on me to get your read up together, I want to introduce you verbally to Mr. Derek Simmons, man. Derek, I want you to meet this honey of a girl, Miss Brittany Minifield. Derek, say what's up to B.
Hello, Brittany. How you doing?
Hey, how are you, sir?
I'm feeling blessed and keeping busy.
You know,
I heard that. That's what's up.
I just got Brad just hung up. He was saying that he wanted to, you know, chime in and holler at you for a second, B. So if he calls back, we're gonna have him call in. But what I wanna get a perspective from both of you. You know, this is Black History Month, and you know, life is about, you know, what we all are, males and females. You know, but between the two of you, you know, I have to do these interviews, and it's people that I research and I get to know. And between both of you, something that I see that is amazing to me is a straight up go getter mentality. I mean, just, you know, as coming from a female angle, Brittany, I want you to share that, and then coming from your angle, I want you to tell me, you know, the same thing, Derek. But you, the floor is yours for a second, Brittany. Go ahead.
I mean, I think that in life, if you're not gonna go for what you want, then there's no point. And I embrace that, and that's what it's all about. There's no such thing as I can't unless it comes out of your mouth. So if you don't believe that you can do it, then that's where you need to just dig deep, and that's what I've been doing the last few years. I've been blessed to have a lot of people back and support me and go where I'm going, and I have an awesome team that I work with right now in the Best Entertainment that they keep me pumped, they keep me amped to keep coming back to the table and doing what I'm doing, and that's all I can tell people is do what you got to do or do it with a mean swagger and hustle. And there's no telling. Nobody can stop you unless you stop yourself.
And, okay, so let's see. You're affiliated with Regal Media and Production and the Best Entertainment. Her biography says, I live for the thrill and challenge of the runway and a different kind shoot. What I'm loving is, especially to the people that need to go to your like your page. I know we're trying to get more likes on your page. Tell me where they can go. Where they can go to get to you and see you.
Well, I know that you can go on Facebook, and if you type in B.Marie, it'll bring up my fan page. Definitely go in there, like it. You can kind of start seeing what goes on with me. You can see shots from a lot of my photo shoots that I don't release on my main page, and that's where we're going to be doing the drops from when the new blog comes out, Being More Than Human. Also, you'll be able to just get a little bit more of a taste of who I am and what I like to get down on.
Derek, did you hear that? She said a taste and what she liked to get down on. Now, see, me being a red-blooded, hot American man, you said what you like. Say it again. Say it one more time. The same way you said that, what you like to get down on and what you into? She said what she like to get down on and what she like to get into. So talk to the world, because now you got me curious. I want to know.
I mean, I have a different perspective on the world. I mean, if anybody has ever been on my Twitter, I'm not afraid to speak my mind and go and run with it. I try and stay above board. But piece of the world, you can really, if you want to ask me questions, you can ask me questions. If you want to hear what I have to say about anything, you can get it on there on my pages.
I'm going to read a little bit of your bio. This and that, we're going to go ahead and chop it back up with Mr. Derek Simmons and get his opinion on it, because I don't know if Derek's single or not, but, you know, if he's, like, looking at your pictures and stuff, he might want to be trying to get his, you know, either get in front of the camera or behind the camera with him. I don't know. I ain't trying to play matchmaker central over here. I'm just keeping it real for what it is. Okay, here we go, y'all. I am a true Southern California girl from San Diego, California, who loves not just to model but to have fun. I currently am a student photographer and work here in San Diego. When I was younger, I was told I wasn't good enough to model. Damn. In my senior year of high school, I decided to prove everyone wrong. Go, Michael Jordan. I'm a former Michael Jordan. I'm a former pageant girl.
Doing the duck and everything.
Right. Go on, JonBenet. I'm a former pageant girl, but still love to do athletic shoots and play sports. I have a spokesmodel experience with Claire Law. Damn, she's doing it big. And for Rock Systems in Southern California. June 2006, I became a promoter in San Diego urban night scene and started networking the industry. My smile is something that everyone remembers, and my outgoing personality on and off camera have begun to prove more and more effective each shoot. I love working with local artists and photographers, but feel that traveling and expanding myself is what stretches my boundaries to new heights. Derek, she wants to stretch her boundaries, and she wants to travel stretch. So you in New York, I recommend that we get her out there to New York so she can stretch, because the girl is powerful. Derek, what you think about that, listening to this young lady, born in 87, by the way. I just want to put that out there, little young thing.
It sounds like she got a lot going on.
Yeah, she's busy. She's a busybody, man. She's a busybody. And, Brittany, my boy Derek, you got to check him out. My man was on The Sopranos, man. I was sitting here peeping him out the other night on one of the Derek. What was that? Was that season one?
That was season two.
It's season two, because that's the one we just picked up. Yeah, but there's some Sopranos, you know. Yeah, so I got, you know, see, B, you know how I roll. This ain't, you know, this ain't no slouch we over here playing with.
You know, I'm saying, because I used to be one of my shows, but I used to always be down on.
Man, I am a junkie. I'm talking about, I hear the music woke this morning. Got yourself a gun. I got a BB gun, though, because I ain't trying to really catch no charge.
See, I wouldn't be the one, you know, I can't act like I'm hard because I'm not really all like that, but I'd be the one to get you out of jail.
Appreciate
and get you out scot-free and know that you did it too.
Know that I did. See, now that's what I'm talking about. I think all of us, a lot of us are really like that. We watch shows like The Sopranos for excitement, for the fantasy factor, but like on the real, I mean, like kill somebody. I mean, if they did something bad to my mama, my sister, my woman, my kids, then yeah, I got to do what I got to do, but just to kill somebody? No, no. We can't talk about it. I mean, it's all a negotiation, right? Don't y'all agree? No one agrees with me. Everybody's like, look, Trey, just pull the trigger. Pull the damn trigger.
I mean, everybody got different triggers in their life, aren't we? So,
yeah, so
if it comes to that, I'll get you out of jail.
Yeah, I know you're going to jail, you pull that trigger. But with The Sopranos being such a popular, I got a question for Derek. What was it like being on set, man? That's actually, it's gone down in history, the best show ever to be on television. What was it like working on that show, man? What was it like, man?
You know, working on The Sopranos, now, I had never watched the show when I worked on it. So it was the second
wow.
season. I was heard about the show. But I never watched it because I wanted to see it from the beginning. And, you know,
gotcha.
I'm in the middle and not understand what's going on. So
gotcha.
When I worked on it, it wasn't such a big thing. But when it aired, I realized, you know, America is watching.
Yes. Yes, because bro, and I'm telling you, you got some great FaceTime in it. So let's talk about some of your other projects. You're directing your own thing. Is that the only project you're directing as of now? Or you got some other stuff lined up? What's up? Talk to the people, man.
Well, I plan on directing three movies this year. But the first one I'll start next month. It's called Nobody's Perfect. It's about domestic violence. And there's a movie coming out next week called The Dictator. It's a comedy movie. And check it out. It's going to be real funny in a minute.
Wow. And it's going to be in theaters?
It's going to be in theaters. I'm also in Tower Heights.
Whoa. You are in Tower Heights.
And The Rum Diaries.
See, this is the kind of stuff I'm talking about, man. Big shout out to my girl out there on the East Coast, Monica Hughes, bringing me the big, big. You know, loving you, Monica, appreciate that. And see, listen, like, and having you two both on my show, I'm going to tell you, like, people don't understand, I'm not really doing a lot of shows anymore because I'm trying, honestly, after doing shows with people like you, Derek, and working with folks like Brittany, I got to get busy, you know what I'm saying? Because, like, listen to this. I'm listening to what Brittany does. Brittany, check this out. Producer, director, actor. Stuntman, writer, filmmaker, motivational speaker, stunt coordinator, photographer, entrepreneur, drug dealer. Pimp, hustler.
Don't say
you
that because you get the messages talking about what you hold, so be careful now.
You know what I'm saying? Got an ice cream truck, all that. All that. You know, so I'm saying between the two of you, I'm like, man, I'm on the phone with a black female and a black male, and the two of you are powerhouses. And Handsome Life Radio just want to take his hat off to both of y'all, man, because you two are examples to our community. And I want to thank both of you for the positiveness, the go-gettingness in both of you, man. I just want to thank both of you for what you do, you know?
Thank you, my brother. Thank you, sir. Thank you, thank you.
So I see that the two. See, here go the thing. Let me show you where you two both. You both are writers. You both are photographers. So what I'm going to recommend is that Brittany, you and him connect, because I think that, you know, you being on the West Coast and him being on the East Coast, you know, y'all can make something happen. You know what I'm saying? Send him some of your pictures. And you got to see her pictures, man. This girl, ooh. Brittany, I'm going to ask you, what's the motivation behind some of them wild pictures? Girl, they wild. You know what I'm saying? Like, wow.
I'm one of those people that I like to have fun. I know I did a shoot the other week with Dig That Photography, and I was in a playground, and they just challenged me. They said, you know, go crazy, go have fun. So I think, you know, what's my surroundings? What do I have? And what can I do that's different? Because I don't want anybody to be able to necessarily replicate what I do. So I'm down to do the different things. I'm not afraid. You know, you want to put me in a green bow so I look like a black Minnie Mouse? Go for it. I'm put some hands in my hair, then let's do it.
Hey, you know what I want? Now this is going to get a little personal. Don't get mad at me. We are big friends. But are you like that with your boyfriend, with your boo in bed? Are you like that same way you just described your work ethic? Are you like, okay, what you need me to do? I'm just curious. I'm sure they're going
to know. I'm the type of person. I'll say this. I like to please the people that – I like to please my partner, and I like to make sure that they're happy. So, you know, I believe that that's part of what women do. We should be able to make sure that we please our person and handling our business. So
praise Allah. Praise Jesus. praise Tom Cruise. And thank you for being born. I want to thank your mama and daddy thank you for daddy for coming, and thank your mama for giving it up. Let's give it up for Brittany's mama. She gave it up for us. I'm just serious. I'm
no joke. But I will say this. To get there, that means that he has to deserve it. So, I mean, if you ain't about nothing and you can't handle your own, then, I mean, we can be friends.
Well, see, you know what? I like that. This is, you know, we're in the Valentine's Day month. Y'all know I'm dropping a single called A Boy Needs a Girl. Derek, I want you to explain, because, you know, my boy Bashir was on my radio show. Shout out to Bashir Savin, man, doing his thing big, man, making stuff happen, man. Y'all seen him in Love That Girl, commercials, films. My boy is out here really doing his thing. He and I were, I had him on my radio show. Matter of fact, the last show I did prior to this one. And we were discussing, like, what we're looking for in a woman. So you came with, you know, when you said about something. So I want to ask Derek what he's looking for in a woman, just like when you're on Derek, are you single?
I'm married to my career.
Oh, I love that. Dang. I love that. Okay. So you're married to your career, but when you're, you know, when you're dating and, you know, certain aspects and certain traits of a woman that you would be willing to, say, give the last name sentence, what is it that you're looking for?
Honesty.
Sense of humor. Okay.
Outgoing.
All right.
Honest.
And he said honest
and great
twice.
Hygiene.
Oh yeah, hygiene. But y'all, you notice he said honest twice. You must have got one of them liars. He like no honest. Hygiene. Honest. Can cook. Honest. So let me see. And Brittany, when you say a man that's about something, what do you mean by that? Let's run that. Be specific and be brutal.
I mean, to me, if you don't have ambition, you and I aren't going to get along. If you don't have ambition, because I'm always going to be, I'm going to be doing something. I'm trying to go places. I know what I want to be able to have in life. So if you don't have any type of ambition for yourself, you're not going to get along with me, because you're not going to understand why I am the way I am. And on the flip side, if all you want to do is just sit at home and play Xbox, I mean, what good are you to me at the end of the day?
Dang, I'm loving her.
It's cute for me to look at.
Right. So to all you fellas that sit around your mama's house playing Xbox, you can't get none.
So I need somebody that's funny, that's intelligent, somebody that has a good sense of financial acumen, somebody who I can go places with, I can go out to an event with and not be embarrassed to have you with me. I need somebody, if I say a word, you don't have to go run, figure out what a dictionary is again and then go look up the word and pray you know how to spell it. That's not cool.
Oh, you one of the most sophisticated girls. So because I get my GED, but I passed it the first time.
You know what? I'm all for that. Like, if you do not need to have a doctorate or anything like that, I just need you to be somebody that's not. I don't need you to think that Africa is a country. I need stuff like that. Please understand.
But you don't want me to think Africa is a country?
Yeah, it's not a country. It's a continent. Like.
Let me tell you. Are you serious? You mean to tell me all the time I've been thinking it's a country, it's a damn continent? It's about nothing. Go ahead. I'm every day.
So,
see, I got my GED. They didn't put that on the. I'm gonna tell you straight up, they didn't put that on the test on the GED. I'm serious. I did not know that. So you just gave some new game.
Cool.
Real talk. Now I'm gonna come here. This is where I'm gonna come because I, like I say, you know, it's Valentine's Day. You know what I'm saying? I got two beautiful people on the line. I don't want y'all to be gun shy. You know, he's single. Brittany, are you single?
I am single at the moment.
Dang, you know what? Is it just me, Derek, or did she answer that like a dude?
Yeah, something's going on there.
Yeah, she answered that
like a dude. Well, I'm not going to sit up here and lie. I know what I want, but I also know to be realistic about the situation, so.
You know what? Hold on, I'm going to say this. You know what you want and you know what you need. So, because it's Mr. Right and it's Mr. Right Now. I got you. I ain't mad because I've been told.
Mr. Right Now is kind of boring.
Okay.
Mr. Right Now might only be good for quick.
I've been told I'm just boyfriend material. I'm not husband material. So I know what you're saying. Like, you know.
I'm little sister and best friend material. That's what
I
am.
You definitely are. That you definitely are. And I mean, having met you on numerous occasions, spent time with you, worked with you, I'm going to just say I got a lot of respect for how you run your game. And your game is tight. And the song is dedicated to the two of you. I'm going to come back and we're going to keep chopping it up a little bit. But this is my new single, y'all. Getting blasted right here on Handsome Life Radio. This song is actually going to be available on iTunes, on CD Baby, come February 14th, which is Valentine's Day. And, I mean, I got these two good-looking black people on the line. You understand what I'm saying? Two hard-working, I mean, serious black folks, photographer, writing, stunt man, you know, killers, drug dealers, you know, do a weed, smoke cigarettes, sell weed. I'm telling you, you got an ice cream truck. I mean, just all that. You know what I'm saying? Making things happen. This song is dedicated to them. If I make a love connection on Handsome Life Radio, it's going down. Y'all peep my new single. I hope you like it.
Come on, thing. Yeah, that's my new cut, y'all, man. You know what I'm saying? Boy Meets a Girl. Let me get reactions from my family, man, see what they think about it, you know. So I always, what you think, B? What you think, Derek?
I like it. I like it.
You see, you know, little Jazzy. So what you think, B? You feeling that, you know, for the ladies and shit? I mean, stuff? Damn.
You doing your thing. You going to be on my soundtrack?
Absolutely. Now you talking. What you think, B? B, what's up?
I like that. I mean, that's something I could work with that.
Well, Dad, thank you. You made my evening. She said, I like it. Well, you know the way she said it. But, Derek, don't get me on the soundtrack. Also, bro, I'm going to pimp myself right now. I will go to New York and act in your stuff, just so you know.
Okay.
I ain't brand new. So, I mean, you know, put me down, man. I'm a hell of a thespian. You have to see me work. I'm really good at what
you
do. But,
you know, we don't talk about it. We be about it. So you're going to have to come to the East Coast, and we got to make it happen.
We got to. And you know what? I want to give you the floor for a minute, you know, and let you chop it up, man, because, like I said, last time I had you on, man, I'm going to tell you, and again, a big shout-out to Monica for sending me guests such as yourself, because, man, last time I had you on the show, bro, I'm going to tell you what it was like. It was like getting shot with steroids, man, because, you know, just your energy, man, your, you know, and when you were telling your story, man, about, you know, what you went through and, you know, how you just, you know, your go-getter mentality, man, I'm just so enamored by that. Tell the people, just, you know what I'm saying, share your story a little bit, and I want Brittany to hear about it, you know what I'm saying, what you about, man, you know what I'm saying, what makes Derek Simmons tick?
Well, I'm about creating my own opportunities. I don't believe you have to, you know, you shouldn't wait for other people to hand it to you. You know, you got to go out there and do it yourself. And, you know, all you need is the right team. So you got to put together the right team. You're always going to meet some negative people or people who's not for the team, the alpha self, but you sort them out. Sort them out. And
you know what go ahead, I'm sorry.
I was going to say, anything's possible, you know. If you can dream it, you can make it happen.
You know what I realized? It's something that I do, and I want to push this. I want to push this to all my folks, especially my youth, y'all. Reading, when they say reading is fundamental, it's not even, it's a joke. Like, people say reading is fundamental, and they say it jokingly, but I'm going to say sincerely that reading is powerful. And if it's one thing, you know, once God blesses me to get to the point in my career where I know he's going to take me, I'm going to start pushing reading, because the thing, and I'm going to be honest with y'all, I'm going to tell the truth, I joke about getting my GED, but I really did get my GED, but here's the difference between someone that just got their GED and chilled. Y'all, I got my GED, and then I went to attain a bachelor's degree in marketing, so your boy's no fool, and just because you got a GED, or you may have certain life circumstances, that doesn't, what's the word I'm looking for, that doesn't put you in a position, okay, I got my GED, I came from alcoholic family, or I came from a bad background, or I've been through this, so that's why I stay. No, that motivates you to show everyone, to show the world, to show every, like you said, the haters, to show negativity, to show those people, you know what, this is what I've been through, but this is where I'm at. One of the proudest days of my life was the day that I attained my bachelor's degree, because again, getting a GED, I mean, I don't know the statistics, but generally people that say, you know, get out of high school early or quit school, end up just, you know, you get a GED, that's the end. No, I took a GED, applied that, and went to junior college. I mean, I'm keeping it real. I'm a self-proclaimed C student. So when I put it out there, I'm not sitting here trying to act like I'm just some great philanthropist or genius. Y'all, it took me time. I went to junior college, you know, got my skills together, and then I went on to university and attained my degree. And it took a little time. Like I say, self-proclaimed C student, man. I mean, after multiplication, when they started with all that algebra and stuff, man, I had some issues. You know what I'm saying? I was cool with geometry, but when they started with this other stuff that's bigger and tougher, I got, you know, as a young youth, you get a little lazy, but now I'm reading. And it's something I read recently that really, really touched me, and this applies directly, Derek, to us and our business, your agent. This is something I read in this powerful, powerful book. And I want to give to all my actors out there, if you don't go get this book called Acting is Everything by Judy Kerr, you and the dog, baby. And it's one thing I read in this book, and it says something. And I want all my actors, all my entertainers, all my comedians and business people in general, think about this. Your agent makes 10% of your money. So, in other words, like you said about being a go-getter and creating your own opportunities, that means your agent should only be doing 10% of your work. So where does that 90% of work come in, y'all? Talk to me, family. Tell these folks. I mean, that's why y'all on the line. Brittany and my main man, Derek, man, tell them what time it is. If your agent's giving 10%, then your agent's doing 10% of the work. So talk to the people real quick. And I'm going to let Derek start. And then, Brittany, I want you to come in and also, you know, keep them motivated. Let them know what it takes to really get it, you know. Derek, go ahead. You got the floor, brother.
Well, I know I told you before I don't have an agent. You know, I've done it without an agent.
Yes,
so,
yes, I remember that. I remember you telling me that.
And that's for me, it's a big mistake a lot of people focus on when they get into the business because they feel as soon as they get into business, they have to get an agent.
Wow.
And agents, you know, they kind of like they jump on the bandwagon of people who are working. So somebody that's trying to get into business, they're not going to just take you in. You know, you're wasting your energy. What you should do is get your pitches done and you send it to casting directors because casting directors are always looking for people. So you want to send it to people that want you. The agent, if they see you working, they'll come looking for you. But if you just get into the business and you're looking for an agent, it's not going to happen. Agents are looking for celebrities.
Whoa.
So don't waste your energy. You know, focus on the casting directors. And
always learn something new.
Making a living
always
doing
learn something
it.
New every day. Wow, learn something new every day. And how do you go about getting, you know what I'm saying, your stuff done? I mean, you're a publicist. Brittany, I'm speaking to you. You're a publicist, writer, and things of that nature. Are you working through an agent, or are you independent yourself?
For me, I have a manager that works with me as far as my training and development as a model. That's what I have. I've Nayeli Ponce. She helps get me on point to be able to look at the things that sometimes you can't look at training-wise yourself. But as for everything else, I've had to learn how to brand myself. I've had to learn how to get out there and promote myself and then surround myself with people that believe in me and that are willing to help me. And that's why I say the best entertainment, that's my family. Because
oh, my God. Yeah, come on, man.
They're my family. They don't just – it's not just about being the best within the group. It's about being the best, period. So when I make a move, they're there to support me. They're there to let me know that they got my back, and that's what helps keep me motivated to keep going out there and doing what I do. If I don't do it for myself, then who else is going to do it for me? My manager cannot take photos for me.
Right.
She can't pose me, and even still, as somebody who is behind the camera, you can tell when somebody doesn't know what they're doing. And if they don't know what they're doing, then at the end of the day, you have to wonder, what makes you so great that you should be in front of my camera right now? And I've used that and applied it to everything that I do, is I want to give people a reason to know that this is why I'm here.
Well, I'm loving that, man. Look, we're going to take a quick song break. I got a couple of callers on the line that want to speak with you guys. So let me just check and see who you got on the line, man. And we're going to come back and we're going to have a good time, man. Y'all better tune in, tell a friend that the Playboy comedy is in. I got all the way from New York City, baby. You know, soprano star, director, doing his own thing. Major mogul, man, in this business, Mr. Derek on the line. And one of my faves, man, represented by the best entertainment, man, doing it out in San Diego, California, man. We're going to go on and take a quick music break, man, dedicated to, you know, just anybody out there getting it. You know what I'm saying? If you getting it and you really getting it and you ain't playing with it, you know, you waking up every day with a mission. You know what I mean? You wake up, you eating your Wheaties, you know what I'm saying? You eating your Cheerios and everything, and you just looking at the world. You looking out the window like, y'all, sometimes like this morning, for example, got up 5 o'clock in the morning, couldn't wait for the sun to come out. Because it's like I was anticipating the day before it got here. So I was just trying to get it, man, for real. This song's dedicated to you.
You blowing money fast on this side, nigga. Catch up, nigga. I think I'm Big Meech. Larry Hoover. Whipping work. Hallelujah. One Nation. Under God. Real niggas getting money from the fucking start. I think I'm Big Meech. Larry Hoover. Getting work. Hallelujah. One Nation. Under God. Real niggas getting money from the fucking start. My Rolls Royce triple black. I'm Meech House. Ballin' in the club. Bottles like I'm Meech House. Rosé. That's my nickname. Cocaine running in my big veins. you just affiliated. I built it ground up, you bought and renovated. Talking plenty capers, nothing's been authenticated. Funny you claiming the same bitch that I'm penetrating. Hold the bottles up, where my comrades? What a fucking felon, where my dog says. I got that Archie Bunker, and it's so white I just might charge a double. I think I'm Big Meech, Larry Hoover, whipping work, hallelujah. One Nation, under God, real niggas getting money from the fucking start. I think I'm Big Meech, Larry Hoover, getting work, hallelujah. One Nation, under God, real niggas getting money from the fucking start. These motherfuckers mad that I'm icy. Stunt so hard, make them come and date me. I think I'm Big Meech, look at my timepiece. It's an automere, 100 racks at least. Look at yourself, now look at me. You can't see a nigga from what you used to be. Look at it this way, you niggas sideways. Always getting money, my nigga crime pays. So fuck a nigga, I'm self-made. You a sucker nigga, I'm self-paid. It's for my broke niggas, it's for my rich niggas. Got 100 on the head of a snitch nigga. I think I'm Big Meech, Larry Hoover, whipping work, hallelujah. One Nation, under God, real niggas getting money from the fucking start. I think I'm Big Meech, Larry Hoover, getting work, hallelujah. One Nation, under God, real niggas getting money from the fucking start.
You're 36, holes leave you bleeding, bam. Words to them 36, O's in a kilogram. Blunt tip, orange like caviar. Wildin' out, fishtail and Subaru rally car. Out the passenger, letting the automatic off. For eggs of that girl, I'll knock your mommy and your daddy off. You fuck around and knock the emblem on that carry off. Four shooters bugging out, blicking at your carry doors. And did I mention guns from Red Dead Redemption? 9 mils, 50 clip extension. Coke is like a mattress in the hood, I'm flipping on it. And the money's like a chair, I'm sitting on it.
I think I'm Big Meech, Larry Hoover, whipping work, hallelujah. One Nation, under God, real niggas getting money from the fucking start. I think I'm Big Meech, Larry Hoover, getting work, hallelujah. One Nation, under God, real niggas getting money from the fucking start.
Come on, man. Hey, what's up, y'all? Sorry for that, man. I have a little technical difficulties over here on blogtalkradio.com/handsomelifradio. But let me tell you, the show is about to get really, 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 really exciting. I have actually two of my favorite females on the line, business partner. Mr. Derek, you lucky, man, because I'm going to tell you, bro, you're getting ready to get in with the, you know, with the fam, man. We're going to do it like that. So before I get back on the line, though, I just talked to my girl, Kashana, who's part of, you know, the Best Entertainment, man. And she was saying that she didn't get a chance to hit my single. So it's only, like, you know, it's only a drop. So, you know, I got to play it again. I mean, come on, this Handsome Life Radio, you know, this TRELUV, the Playboy Comedy, doing a B.I.G. You understand what I'm saying? You heard me, Chess? So, you know, trying to build brand a name, you know, with people like this supporting me, man. And you heard what she said, man. You know, the girls got her back over there. The Best Entertainment, and ain't nothing like a team. Just like Derek said, you build a team, and that's what I'm doing. That's what I'm working on. Shout out to all my crew, Pernell Clark, Brad Rush, Lane Cooper, Giovanni Young. Speaking of Gio, man, if y'all got his number, man, somebody text Gio. Tell Gio call in, man, because we about to, you know, announce announce his birthday party. You understand? I'm going to be doing some comedy out of his joint, you know, making it happen. Again, that's how we do. We support each other, man, and that's how we're going to get somewhere. That's how we, you know, we grind to shine, man.
And that's what I appreciate about the whole Impresario group, the Best Entertainment, man. Yo, I know, fellas, some of y'all be checking out the pics, you know what I'm saying, on Facebook. This girl I'm finna bring on the line, man. Yo, Brandy, I'm telling you, man, she like that, right? You know what I'm saying, fellas? I mean, real talk. So this Valentine's Day cut is dedicated to all the ladies over there at the Best Entertainment. And, you know, Brittany, thank you for loving it. You know, now I got to play it for your girl so y'all can hear Trey do his thing. Listen to the ism real quick. Then we're going to come back, y'all. Check this out. We come back, we got Derek Simmons, Brittany Manifield, Brandy White, Kashawn, somebody else that just called in, man. The lines is lit up, y'all. It's all the way over, man. It's Trey Love, a boy needs a girl. Excited to have all these beautiful, wonderful people on the line. But before I even get to them, man, I got to let my boy Derek just come in, man, and chime in and show some love real quick. Derek, what's happening, man? East Coast.
What's up? What's up?
Man, East Coast representing, man. So go ahead. Talk to me, man.
So you're going to make it to the East Coast when we start shooting this movie or what?
Man, you know, I got to, bro. And I'm going to tell you, the hustle in me, man, I got to do what I got to do, man. You see, like, and I'm going to tell you, bro, acting, comedy, now I'm doing my music thing, man. I'm all over the place. So it ain't no sense in me sitting down, man. I got to get down for my crown. So, yeah, I'm going to make my way to the East Coast so I can make sure that before this brother is the next Tyler Perry, Spike Lee, and they be saying Derek Simmons all over the place, you know, I want to make sure that they know, you know, Trey Love was part of that. So I want to be able to brag, so, yeah, I was part of that. You know, I was in those movies, you know what I'm saying? You feel me, bro?
No doubt. Would love to have you part of the movement.
Hey, and I'm going to tell you, man, some of these ladies that I got on the live right now, bro, I'm going to send you some pictures, man. Let me see if I got Miss Brandy on the line, man, Miss Brandy White, so she can tell us about what's going on in her world out there in San Diego. Brandy, you with us, darling? Brandy White. Calling you on the air. Brittany?
I'm here.
Okay, Brittany's here. But I thought, Brandy, are you still on the line, sweetie? She must have hung up. I see her mic is on. I'm going to just leave it on, man. She's supposed to be hollering at us. Brandy, where you at? Or is this Kashawn?
Oh, are you supposed to be calling me?
Yeah, this is Kashawn.
Candy Girl.
Hey, hi,
okay,
friends.
Everybody, Candy Girl is
in the building. What's up? 619, the best ENT is on the line. Oh, I'm so excited for you guys. Yay. Meet a real woman. Oh, yeah. Meet a real woman.
Mm-mm. lot of woman. Go on, you feeling that? Hey, you feeling that right, Keshawn?
Hey, that's a Valentine jam.
You know, I'm dropping that, man. That's going to be available on iTunes, CD Baby. And you know what? I'm going to need the best to get behind me, man. I need y'all support on that cut, man, you know, because I'm trying to make things happen in my life and career. So I need y'all, you know, and don't forget, I don't know if Jania's going to call in, but Jania's supposed to model my TLP line, my Trey Love pajamas. You know, I'm putting them out too, man. It's about the hustle, you know.
I want some pajamas too, so we can all be Trey Love pajamas out.
Come on, all of the best going to have the Trey Love pajamas on. And, you know, it's crazy because, you know what, I'm going to tell y'all what even made me do this show, what made me jump back on the radio. I thought Brittany was like, look, I need you to like my page, and can you help me get some more likes? And I'm like, you know what? I'm going to show you how we do. Y'all support me. Y'all push Trey Love. This is what Trey Love going to do. Trey Love going to push y'all. You feel
that's
me
That's what
that?
It's all about.
You know?
We
so
all
that's
striving
why
to get
line.
Money and get to the top, so why not do it together? Whoop,
whoop. Why not do it together? Because it's lonely at the top, but you know it's more elbow. Oh, Lord. I think
United
Brandy,
we stand,
I think
divided we fall, God dang it.
Oh, Lord, Jesus. Praise God. I think we got Derek. Derek is just on the line like, what did I do?
Hi, Derek. East Coast. What's going on, East Coast?
All right. It's cold over here on the East Coast.
Oh, it's raining in San Diego, so we feeling it a little bit.
Okay.
Let's
stop us from doing our thing.
That's what I'm talking about. Do I have Randy White on the line finally?
Yes.
What happened to you? We were trying to talk to
that's
you.
That's the head
poncho
right there.
Line?
I'm sorry. I had a party line going on over here.
Y'all
don't understand.
Ooh.
This woman be so behind me. I love her to death. Like, I love my whole team, but I can't tell you. That woman, if y'all don't respect her, y'all got to deal with me. That's all I got to say.
Well, Brandy's a lovable person. You know, that's a lovable
girl.
I've had the pleasure of just, you know, being in the woman's presence, having conversations with a man, and I'm going to just say straight up, I meet a lot of people, and I'm not just saying this because we do work together, but for the people that do know Brandy and what I love about her, and even all y'all with the best entertainment, man, it's like you gotta earn y'all love. You got to earn the respect, you know, because y'all a bunch of tight dynamite sisters, and I admit it's been a minute, but, you know, now that, you know, it's like the friendship, the bond, you know, and once you get in the circle with the best entertainment, you got friends for life, man, and I just want to shout y'all ladies out.
Yeah, family, Trayla, family,
you know what I'm
not
saying?
Friends.
Feeling that. Family. I hope y'all heard that. So, fellas, Derek, go to my Facebook page, because I'm about to post a picture of her to show y'all, you know, the blessings. That's what I'm going to call it.
Thank you, Derek.
So, she said, hi, Derek.
How you doing?
I'm good. Don't be scared. How are you?
I'm doing okay. We thought you wasn't going to make it.
Yeah, we
thought
you wasn't
going to
make it.
No, I'm going to make it. I had to call and support Trey Love and my girl Brittany from The Best Entertainment. So happy that I did make it.
And,
thank you.
B, I just want to tell you, The gentleman's been on shows like The Sopranos. The man, he works just like the best. He's his own agent. He doesn't have an agent. You know what I mean? That type of stuff. You know, he's just a bad boy, you know, and I'm proud to have him on my radio show. And again, he's doing a movie out in New York, and what I'm about is networking. So, B, I really think this is somebody that y'all need to network with, you know, and shout out again to my girl Monica Hughes holding it down, sending us these amazing guests.
Okay. That sounds like a plan. I think we need to do that.
Derek,
I say we
make
it.
You up.
Put the
team together.
You owe one. You know what? We got East Coast all the way to the West Coast. So let's squash all this East Coast, West Coast beef, man. Let's bring it together. You know what I'm saying? We got the best holding it down in the West, you know. We got Derek holding it down in the East, man. And we're going to connect the dots, man.
Yes.
That's it.
I agree.
Houston, Atlanta, Vegas. I got Vegas.
Oh, and you know what's so sad is I haven't been to either one of any of those three cities, nor have
oh
I been
God.
To New York.
Oh, my God. We got to take Brittany on a road trip.
I'm always down
just
for
so
a road trip.
Because Sean is the wild one of the group. You hear her back there. We got to take a hot.
While we on this air,
okay.
I'm going to tell y'all
that. I'm the white girl out the group. I'm the white girl, so that's all right. But, hey.
Brittany, you're the white girl?
I am. I'm the white girl. I'm the one that if you say something to me, don't be afraid if I ask you to translate it. We can play the black movie game if you want with me. But I can already tell you, if you'll be lucky if you say 10 and I can have seen 2 or 3. So, yeah, I grew up real sheltered. Real sheltered, yeah. But I love my culture. Yeah, I was very sheltered. I love my culture. I love learning about new stuff.
Well, I'm gonna tell y'all about Miss Brandy White, yo. Brandy, like, it's women that are fine, right? You know, women that, you know, all women in your own perspective are fine, but Brandy got that, it'll scare you fine. You know what I'm talking about, Derek?
That's cute.
Derek.
Yeah. Now, where's Brandy from?
Brandy, where are you from? L.A. or Chicago?
I'm born and raised in Los Angeles, but I've been in San Diego for 18 years.
Okay. Brandy got that kind of fine.
You said San Diego.
Derek, she got that kind of fine. Like, when you see her, you want to go the other way because you don't even need all them problems. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't need all the damn problems.
Well, thank you.
Yes, sir. Girl, and I'm going to tell you, you know, a butt look like two little fat boys fighting. You know, you ever
what? Like what?
You ever seen two? Like you ever seen two little fat boys wrestle, just fight?
I'm gonna get you, Trey.
It's all love. We're family.
It
honey.
Is.
Remember?
It's all love, Trey. Love.
I get away with anything.
And
so,
it's
Brandy,
a compliment.
Did you hear my
so thank you.
Absolutely. So, Brandy, did you hear my song, "The Boy Needs a Girl"?
I did. I love it. I need to do the
you like that?
Video. Yes, I need to be in the video.
Got you. Because
I'm
got
all
you.
That
you,
woman.
Trust me, you're in the video. That part take a lot of woman. Yes, that's a lot of woman.
That's
yes.
Gonna be my
praise
part of the
Allah.
Video, okay?
Mm-hmm. The part that say takes a lot of woman, and I'm gonna just let you. And you know what, B? You ain't even got to do nothing but walk. You
that's
say take
all
a lot of woman. You just walk.
That's all
you
I'm gonna
walk.
Do is
I'm,
walk.
I'm gonna send Derek some of your pictures. You know what I'm saying? Let them see you walk. So we got to give a big props to March 31st, man, and tell everybody. First of all, I had Brad on the line earlier. I'm trying to see if he's going to call back in. 323, B-Rad, if you listen, man, call back in. Brandy, take the floor for a second and tell everybody, you know, about your experience since working with the Impresario Group and, you know, how much fun we have doing our photo sessions and everything. And also let them know about the Black and White Party going on March 31st.
Okay, well, the Best Entertainment and the Impresario Group basically is a coalition, and we get together and we do grown-up things. We put on events, grown and sexy, never, ever any drama, knock on wood. March 31st is the Black and White, Nori Block. I'll be celebrating my 37th birthday party at the Athletic Club from 8 to 2 a.m. So everybody join us.
Man, y'all better come out, tune in, tell a friend, because it's going all the way down. And do you have the address?
Oh, it's going down.
431.
You know what, babe? I'm driving. I don't.
Oh, okay. So, we blessed to have a calling in driver. But, see, I got it. You know what I mean? Let me give everybody the information on. I'm going to go to the flyer. See, I'm on my Facebook doing this at the same time. Yo, it's the Nori et Blanc, the Black and White Affair, Saturday, March 31st, 2012, L.A. Athletic Club, 431 West 7th Street and Olive Street, downtown Los Angeles, California, 90014. Music by DJ Wynn and DJ Sidekick, along with MC Big D. Introducing the Thixotics Model Troupe. For more information and details, call Dante Dupree, 323-357-2698. The Best Entertainment, 619-550-7137. The Impresario Group, 310-486-4836. And Upscale Entertainment, 951-538-8124. Doors open at 8 p.m. Pre-sale tickets, y'all, which I have, Brandy has. We got tickets, man. Y'all better get them. They're going quick. www.theloop.online.com/email/NOIR2012.html. Man, y'all better tune in, tell a friend, man, because we're doing it big out here, you know?
We are.
Real big. What was y'all for the Super Bowl, ladies? You know what I'm saying? What was y'all at?
Family time. I'm actually in L.A.
Oh, okay. Because, see, you know, Brandy do stuff like this, y'all. Y'all don't know. Brandy do stuff that the average, you know, the average person, the average one of us, we can't do. She be all at the All-Star game, you know.
Yeah. That would be, next,
play
that would be this month, as a matter of fact, yeah.
Players be flying her in. You know, but Brandy, you gonna come down? Y'all, I want to ask this from the Best Entertainment. Am I gonna have the Best Entertainment at Trey Love's Comedy Show at the Comedy Store on February 27th?
No, we're gonna be Mardi Gras and the All Star, so we'll be out of town.
You heard me, just the 27th, yeah.
Yeah, we'll be back. What day is that?
That's a Monday. I ain't even gonna lie.
Is it Monday?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, then yeah, I'll be up.
Okay, I'm going to need you there, and I'm going to need y'all to push it, man. Push the music, push the comedy, because I'm trying to do stuff. And, I mean, like my main man Derek was saying earlier, we need a team, man. We need a team, and just respecting how you guys roll. You know, Kashana, where you at over there? You've been
I'm
quiet.
Over here.
It's
I'm
like
listening. I want to put on the air. My name is Kayshawn. Why you messing that up? Kayshawn.
I'm sorry, sweetie. Kayshawn.
It's okay. It's
so
okay. I'm not going to hold it against you. Now, next time, I got to cut you.
So, Kayshawn, tell us what your experience has been like working with the Best Entertainment, and, you know, how it's been for you working with, you know, Brandy and, you know, the girls and everything. You know, how's your experience been with that?
You know what? When you deal with women, it's a very, very scary type of thing, but I don't have those issues because we all understand each other. We know where we're coming from. We can sit down. We can have a discussion. We're mature. When you're dealing with mature people, it makes it a different situation. But I'm like, y'all, you don't even understand. Like, we never know what we're going to get ourselves into. We have our own plans. But, you know, when you deal with people and you have to promote and sell tickets and deal with people's money, you get a lot of different outlooks on things. So with that being said, I just want to say thank you to Brittany and Brandy and Dania, because these women take a lot on their shoulders and they hold themselves so well due to how things can go. That's what makes us so successful and able to continue to keep on going, because failure is not an option. So if you guys want to deal with some people who have their heads on right and are dedicated and believe in making it to the top the right way, the legal way, and the respectful way, the Best ENT is where you want to be. Woo!
Thank you, Kayshawn. I love you.
You're very welcome.
Thank you, love bug.
No problem, Brittany.
So, y'all, all is love. Y'all get my nipples worked up. Just let me say that.
You know what?
Like, no, I'm sorry. You gotta forgive me. I ain't but a man. Y'all, I love you. Know, Derek over there with me. Just trust me.
It's okay. You know what? It's okay to be a. It's okay to be a man.
Appreciate it.
Better you over there, Brittany, than us.
Hey, but I'm going to say this. Brittany said something earlier, right? And I know Derek going to back me up on this. Kayshawn, right? I want to make sure I say that right. Kayshawn and Brandy. Brittany said something earlier. You know, she was talking about how dedicated she is to what she does. You know what I'm saying? And you know, how she go down and dirty and will do what it takes to make it. So I asked her, was she, you know, ready, willing, and able to deliver this same thing to her man or to her boo? And she said her ultimate goal was to deliver. So the Best, y'all the Best. I just want to know, Brandy and Kayshawn, do you sincerely deliver the same in everything you do, in the love-making department and everything? Just curious. I want to know. You don't have to, like, radio.
Oh, I iron, I cook, I rub feet, I rub back. I buy stuff, I vacuum, I clean, I do it all. And when that man come along that's deserving of such treatment, oh, he's going to be in heaven, a little
hey,
piece
like
of heaven.
Hold on. I heard that she say I trap stuff. She say I trap. Hold on.
Have a good one. Okay,
hold on, put that answer. I try stuff. I cook.
I vacuum.
Hey, but Derek, did you hear that part? That was the part I like. I try stuff. Girl, we need to write a book. I love that. I try stuff.
You know, cause men get bored easily, and if you're trying to keep their attention, you know, if you're not doing it, then the next girl will, and if they're worthy of holding on to, why not experiment?
Girl, I'm using that somewhere. I don't know where I'm going to use it, but I'm going to use it. I trapped stuff. We'll make it so cold. And she ain't even, wasn't even specific. Like, look, brother, what you want?
Open. You got to be open and accepting to things. Now, I will say no to some things, but I'm willing to try. If it's not successful, then that's a whole different issue, but you can't say I ain't try.
Now, see, girl, it's the effort. It's the effort. Let me tell y'all, like,
there's some things that you just don't need. There's some things, you know, all right, fine, cool, I'll try. Then there's other things that, you know.
Okay, who's talking?
Did you think
sure
that you
That's Brittany.
That's Brittany.
That's Brittany.
Brittany, you already said you were a giver. You already said you were a giver and a pleaser. We know that you are aiming to please at every possible moment of your existence. Now, we didn't hear from Kayshawn. Let's hear from Brandy. Brandy, what's up? Are you willing to do stuff? Try stuff?
To do stuff? You got to be specific with me.
Look at that. Hey, Derek, you could tell Brandy the vet, the younger girls, yeah, let's go, I'll try. Brandy, see, Brandy from the old school, Brandy, like, hold up.
Hey,
where you going with them handcuffs? That's Brandy. What y'all got going on out there? I'm being horn hugging. Anybody getting chased by the police?
No.
I'm being horn hugging.
Got me a police chase?
Yeah, you know, we black. When you get a horn like that, it's the police. But, y'all, make sure you check me out, y'all. I'll be live at the Comedy Store, 8433 West Sunset Boulevard, Hollywood, California, February 27, 2012. And y'all stay tuned in to blogtalkradio.com/handsomelife. I got a new website out, y'all. It's under construction, but it is up. You can see what I'm getting ready to start. It's www.treylove.com. I'm supported by Sirius Pimp, the Impresario Group, and the Best Entertainment, man. So, y'all just make sure you know, Trey Love getting it in. And I just want to say to all the ladies, you know, except Brandy, thank you for being so willing to give. You know, thank you for just being so open, receptive, and prepared.
Hold on, I got
Giovanni
on my phone. I'm going to tell him to call in. What's the number? Hold on.
All right.
Giovanni, what's the number?
It's 310.
310?
Yeah, 861.
861.
2317.
Okay.
Y'all, we done
okay.
Turned it out. It's hood. Hey, it's okay. Yeah. Y'all hear this hood on here. Like, hold on.
You know what? I have a question. Since you go try to put us on the spot, sir.
Talk to me.
What is it that, I mean, you over here trying to figure out what we're willing to do. What is it that you're willing to do for a female?
Oh, God.
Let me tell you about Trey. Here goes Trey. It ain't no hoes barred with me. You understand what I'm saying? I'm putting like this here. If a girl has, for the women that have had the pleasure and opportunity to experience the ism, baby, trust me, they still think about me. I'm talking about Frisco to Maine, all the way to Spain and everything in between, baby. Not to brag, baby, but I laid it down. Trust me. I'm a lover, not a fighter.
Not Maine to Spain.
I'm a lover, not a fighter. But, you know, and the thing is, it's funny you say that because what I've gotten to know, learn about, is that, you know, females is y'all like different things too. Y'all like to experience stuff. You know what, baby? I ain't never tried this before, and that's what I'm here for. I'm here, you know, for you to play with. Did that answer your question?
Oh yes. I mean, the whole like giving part that wouldn't work with me, but I mean that's the best.
Mm-hmm. So, let's pull Derek in. Ladies, mess with him a little bit. I ain't the only brother on the line.
Well,
Derek,
the thing
like,
is,
hey,
Derek,
hold on.
All he had to do was say he was from New York, and then I was like, okay, that's what's up. You get the automatic A, you know. Can you get a double or a triple A? We can go from there.
Well, all right. Oh, any defense of yourself, Derek? You got these hot women on the line. Ready.
Watch out now.
He coming with it. All right, we're going to go to song real quick. You know, play a little music. Then we're going to come back, y'all. We ain't got but like 5 minutes left in the show. So G better call in. Yo, Brad, y'all better call in, man. You know what I'm saying? And get some of this handsome life, you know, before we, you know, take it off the air. But I just want to play this song. And it's dedicated to, you know, a lot of people, you know, like I said, you know, when you're a celebrity or, you know, in the position that I'm in, that you're a public figure and people know who you are, they want to know your business, what you went to, what you're doing and whatnot. I wonder if Trey got a girl. I wonder this and that. Man, then you want to know things about me, right? Well, I'm going to tell you like this. Listen to this song, and it'll tell you more than what you need to know. Church.
I could never be your boyfriend, 'cause you know I got a special girl. And I could never be your husband, but that don't mean you still don't rock my world. And I can take you to an island, can be there just the two of us. Girl, I love to see you smiling. All I ask is that you keep it hush, girl. Take you out to dinner, but there's a couple places we won't go, 'cause number one is no beginner, and there's a couple things that she don't know. So I could take you to a hotel, we could be there just the two of us. Girl, I love you 'cause you don't tell.
Slap, Y'all better tune in, tell a friend, the Playboy Comedy is here, man. This has been Twitter Me Tuesdays, man. Got my man Derek Simmons on the line. 714, is that my boy, Gio?
Oh, yeah.
How you
doing, man? What's up?
Gio, you in the building, man?
Yes, sir.
Hey, Gio, holler at my main man, Derek, man. Hey, you missed most of the show, man, but holler at my boy Derek Simmons, man. Major actor, man. Major writer, producer, director doing his thing, man. Brittany came in, held us down. Brandy been here. Kashawn been here. The best entertainment was in the building. This is my main man, Gio, y'all. If y'all paying attention to the Facebook page, man, y'all see us shining. But, G, holler at my boy Derek real quick. Both of y'all from the East Coast, man.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
What's up with you, Derek? How you doing, man?
What part of the East Coast you from?
From Brooklyn, man.
Oh, Brooklyn. All right, Manhattan.
East New York, strong houses.
No doubt. All right.
Yeah, hey, Derek,
so,
you should have seen. Go ahead, I'm sorry.
I just wanted to know a little bit more about him.
Hey, Derek, you should have seen him at the masquerade ball, the Halloween party we had, man. He dressed as 50 Cent, I swear to God. I ain't never seen a better impression of 50 in my whole life. He looked just like 50, man. People was like, dang. So, yeah, he had his 50 Cent going, you know.
Oh, yeah, oh, yeah. We had to represent, though, man. Well, I see y'all do y'all thing up there, man. Y'all do y'all thing
on the radio.
Can you hear me, Trey, on the phone?
I can hear you. I can hear you good. I want to make sure that Derek can hear you. Derek, can you hear him?
I can hear him.
All right.
You say you can?
Okay.
I can hear him.
Oh, okay,
okay,
cool. So you out here in L.A. now? You still back east?
I'm in New York.
Okay. Matter of fact, I used to stay out there off of Manhattan, you said, right?
Yeah.
I was over off of 103rd between 2nd and 3rd.
103rd between 2nd and 3rd. I know it very well. Across
yeah.
the street from East River.
Spanish Harlem up there.
Yeah. Yep.
Spanish Harlem. All right, yo, G, for calling me.
What's that?
Man, they sitting here having a family reunion. Listen, fellas, Derek Simmons on Facebook, Giovanni Young on Facebook, man. Y'all fellas link and do your thing, man. I'm going to need y'all because, see, this is my network, man. Like I say, build a team. Y'all my brothers, man. Derek's my brother. Gio's my brother. Brittany, you still on the line with us, baby?
I sure am.
Okay. The interview was definitely about you, sweetheart, and it was about Mr. Derek Simmons. Before I get off this line, I got to make sure everybody has all the information that you want. So until you finish, Brittany, the floor is yours. Give everybody your contact information, Facebook, Twitter, how they can reach you. Give everybody the information. Go.
What's up? This is your girl, B. Marie, from The Best Entertainment, Regal Media and Productions. If you want to get a hold of me for booking, brittanymarie.booking@gmail.com. You need to get any photography, any media stuff done, PR, regal.media.productions@gmail.com. You can find me on Facebook, Brittany Marie Menafield, or B. Period Marie, Twitter, B. Marie DBE. I mean, I'm everywhere. Again, huge shout out to my team, The Best Entertainment. I love you guys. And also to my Kirby Inc. fam. Can't wait for us to debut. Michael Grant, awesome hairstylist that's been keeping me flawless the last few times I've been out and about. And, of course, big shout-outs to my sister, Ashley Watkins from Dynasty Media, as well, holding it down. And Trey Love, I love you so much for doing this for me, giving me
girl,
the opportunity to do this.
On,
and can't wait to do it more and more. Be on the lookout for the blog, Being More Than Human. That'll be debuting. And when it does, Trey Love, I got to have you coming and weigh in on some of the stuff that's going on.
I got to, and that's going to be my pleasure, my love, and my gift, and just a wonderful thing to be able to be part of what's going on, man. We got a real nice, wonderful movement going on in L.A., and I really want to thank, you know, again, my team, Pernell Clark. In the same way, you know, be like you, Brandy, you know, Dania, you know, y'all ladies, you know, Kashawn, y'all holding it down. You know, I'm going to tell you, man, a brotherhood is building. Myself,
Kayshawn.
B-Rad, Lane, Kayshawn, I'm sorry. Myself, B-Rad, Lane. You know what I'm saying? And Giovanni, man, we really, really holding it down, man. We making some major noise. Hey, G, Brad called in earlier, man, and he still was hollering about the Super Bowl, man. We went out there and showed out, man, you know?
Oh, man. I messed that
I
up.
I heard about y'all.
We didn't do nothing. What you talking about? I heard about y'all. We didn't do nothing.
I heard about y'all.
Because I love you. Be my All right, now I got to turn the floor over to my main man, Mr. Derek Simmons, writer, producer, actor, entrepreneur, stuntman, hustler, motivational speaker, dealer, pimp, gangster.
Ice cream man. All that.
So, Derek, the floor is yours, man. Tell everybody how they can reach you, man, and, you know, update everybody on your upcoming projects.
No doubt. Derek Simmons here. You can check out my website, DerekSimmons.com. For Twitter, it's Derek Simmons. For Facebook, it's Derek Simmons NY. And you can reach out to me if you need to book me for something, or you want to get in one of my movies and, you know, submit your picture. Derek Simmons.
Derek, say that one more time, because we lost you for a second. So go ahead and give all your information again, your Twitter, your Facebook. I apologize for that. I'm sorry. One more again.
All right. The website is DerekSimmons.com. Facebook is Derek Simmons NYC. Twitter is Derek Simmons. MySpace is Derek Simmons. Everything is Derek Simmons. If you forget, you can just Google Derek Simmons. And everything on the first page is me, and reach out if you're trying to get in the movie, or you need some advice, or you need pictures taken, or you want to shoot a music video, reach out.
Reach out, man. And that's the kind of stuff we're doing. Hey, G, man.
What's up?
Man, you know we finna wear it out on the 31st, right?
Oh, yeah.
And real quick, before I let you get off the line, man, give everybody the information about your birthday party that's coming up that I will be hosting. Let everybody know what's going on, where it's going to be. You got time to run that real quick?
Oh, for sure. Oh, yeah. What's going down? I'm hitting my 40 birthday. It's going to be this Saturday on the 11th at Maverick Flats in L.A. I guess you can go on my website, too, and check out the event, YvonneYoung.com. That's pretty much it. We're gonna have everybody in the house, man. It's gonna be ripping it up, man. Pretty much the whole Impresario group, the Best Entertainment, is probably gonna bless us with their presence. Dante Dupree. We're gonna have you, the one and only Trey Love, hosting it. We're gonna have Willis Turner on the mic. We're gonna have my boy Jamal, up and coming comedian. It's gonna be a beautiful situation, man. It's gonna be real nice.
Well, man, y'all already see what time it is, man. This is where to stay tuned for the hottest parties, man. And like I said, y'all, the only reason I'm even back on Handsome Light Radio is because I got something to do. See, what it is, it's about – let me explain to y'all before I let y'all go off this radio, man. And, again, major shout-out to my girl Monica Hughes for bringing me Mr. Derek Simmons again, man. And, Derek, brother, man, thank you so much for your time. Brittany, thank you so much for your time. G, Brad, Brandy, Sean, I want to thank all y'all for calling in, man, and really showing Trey the love that I'm going to tell you the truth. I need the love. I need the push from y'all because, again, I'm nothing without you all. I'm going to say that one more time. I'm nothing without you all. Y'all, my team. Monica Hughes, you know what time it is, man. And just to everybody, man, what life is about, life is a gift. And our life that is our gift is for us to have together. So to my girl, Sophia, that's over there, about 8 months pregnant, about to drop my load, get my daughter, I want to just shout her out. And just want to say to everybody, man, for real, man, life is about love. Life is about giving. And you only have one life. And the life that we have, y'all, we have it together. So as I leave y'all again, I'm going to end it the way I started with this prayer. Asking it shall be given you, seeking you shall find, knocking it shall be opened unto you. For everyone that asketh, seeketh. I mean, to everyone that asketh, receiveth. To him that seeketh, findeth. To him that knocketh, it shall be opened. Seek ye first the kingdom of God, and all things shall be added unto you. Remember, ask God to grant you the serenity to accept the things you cannot change, the power to change the things you can, and the wisdom to know the difference. Y'all, I appreciate the love y'all showing me, man, giving to my new single, A Boy Needs a Girl. Man, it's hot. It's going to be available on Valentine's Day, man. I'm just showing love, giving love, and I expect to receive it back. And remember, haters, we immune to you, baby. The Impresario Group, my boys, man, we doing it big. March 31st, y'all better check us out. February 27th, y'all come to the Comedy Store. If you in Los Angeles, California, trust me, I'm going to be in rare form. Like I said, this life ain't mine by itself. It belongs to all of us. So we're going to let a little Kim take us home, man. This is our life, man. Let's share it together, man. This is Trey Love, and I'm out.
You're my weakness. You change my world. Share my life. Trust in me. You're all I want. Everything I need, ooh baby, makes any difference. I give you all my heart. Girl, my sunsets anywhere you. Maybe I'm a dreamer. You're still my queen. Your love's like a river, girl. It's running right through. And trust in me,
trust,
baby.
Me.
You're all I want. Hey, girl, you're everything I need. Hey, babe,
you're my dream and my joy. My heart belongs to you, girl. I sat down one day and I wrote this song 'cause I need you.